Chapter 2. A New Carpet. The next day, Mother brings home a Persian carpet for the playroom.
The other carpet was old. It was time for a new one,
she says.
This one is from the bazaar. It's a lovely carpet, so don't do anything stupid with it.
We take the carpet to the playroom and open it. Something rolls out from inside. It's white and oval. It's a big egg. Charles tries to catch the egg, but it rolls faster and faster. It rolls directly into the fireplace and into the flames. We watch in horror. The egg turns orange and begins to tremble. Then it cracks, and a small orange bird appears. It stands in the fire and grows bigger and bigger. We can't believe it. Then the bird jumps out of the fire and flies around the room.
Hello, world! I'm alive again,
it says.
It's so nice to fly again after 1,000 years. Oh, this is fun!
We are very surprised.
Wow! It talks,
says Anthea.
Of course I talk! I'm a phoenix,
says the bird.
What's a phoenix?
Robert asks.
Don't you know the legend of the phoenix?
Says the bird, very surprised.
A phoenix sleeps in its egg for 1,000 years. Then someone puts the egg in a fire and the phoenix hatches. It's ready to live again.
Oh, I understand, I say. Your egg just rolled in the fire, and now you're here with us. Well, I'm Jane, and this is Anthea and my brothers, Robert and Charles.
I'm happy to meet you all,
says the bird.
I haven't got any brothers or sisters. I'm unique. There's only one phoenix in the world, and that's me. I'm very beautiful. Look.
The strange bird opens its wings and shows us its beautiful coloured feathers.
And this is my magic carpet,
it continues.
We come together.
Anthea's eyes become very big.
Why is the carpet magic?
She asks.
It can give you 3 wishes every day, and it can take you to anywhere in the world,
explains the phoenix.
Now, no more questions, please. I'm tired and I want to sleep.